I'm Leomi Anderson, international model, activist, and entrepreneur. And this is Role Model, my brand new podcast. And I'm on a mission to sit down with the superstars we know and love and ask them the questions others don't dare to ask. As we discussed, you are the queen of reinvention when it comes to looks. I'm always seeing you experimenting with your looks, experimenting with your style, which I love. But I know in the early stages of being a model, you don't necessarily have control over your image. And especially as Black girls, I feel like we go through it when we first begin because we feel like we can't really say anything. So I kind of want to talk about your experiences early on within the modeling industry and how you feel things have changed for you now.
So earlier on, exactly same thing. I didn't want to say anything. I felt like anytime I did say something, it was like I was dramatic or what's the word? Like, you know, like trying to be a queen.
Diva. And
trying
to, they love diva. That one. Fierce.
They diva. Love calling us a diva just because we want our hair to look just as nice as the white girls on the runway. There's no problem with that. There's no problem. You. And there's no problem with me letting you know that my hair is not going to lay down flatter if you add water to it. There's nothing wrong with me giving you that information. I've lived with my hair my entire life.
I know what's going on here.
I know what's going to happen if you put water on it. I know that it's going to pop off if you add water and then say, oh, let me just put a tong on it on top of it being wet. I know it's going to drop off. And if I try to let you know that and you call me a diva and my hair's gone, who has to suffer? Only me. Because I'm not going to look good in the pictures. My hair is going to fall off. I'm going to be upset and insecure and sad that I've lost my hair just because you wanted to feel like you know everything. And nobody knows everything. Everyone's so scared of the word ignorant. We are all ignorant. Every single person is ignorant about something, and that is okay as long as you make those moves to not be ignorant anymore. And that includes listening and learning and not feeling like one thing I love about my mom, everything I love about my mom, but one thing I learned about my mom is every day she's like, oh, my kids teach me so much. I learned so much from my kids. I've learned everything I know from my mom, but she doesn't try to make it seem like she can't learn from the younger generation as well. Everyone can learn from everyone. I learned from my little sister. She's like a decade younger than me. She's going through life experiences that are going to be different than mine. Everyone has different experiences. So if you're not used to working with Black hair, you're not going to know how to handle it. That's like, there's no biggie in that. The biggie is when you don't want to listen to a Black model on how to take care of her hair. I want to have long hair down my back for real, when I'm like, you know, retired. I don't want like my hair dropping out and like having no edges at the end of my career because I didn't speak up for myself. I have to. I'm a strong Black woman and a Leo at that. I'm going to stand up for myself. I have to say something. I don't like when people take offense to it.
Good. And that's the thing, because when we speak up, it helps the future generation of girls as well. Like the next Black girl who sits in that hairdresser's chair now will probably be listened to a little bit better.
It's been so different. Do you feel like it's been different from when we started till now?
Yeah, I do.
There's still growth to go.
There's still definitely growth, but I definitely feel that we're at a point now where people feel more comfortable when a girl says, oh, this product doesn't work for my hair, maybe use that product. Or if you come with a wig or a weave or whatever, they're not so, before it was, I feel like they would be so judgmental.
Yes.
I used to hate them coming around you, like four or five people looking at you and they're like, what should we do with this?
Pulling it apart and looking at your tracks, so invasive and everything. It's like, make me feel like crap.
And they're like, oh, are those wefts? What wefts are those? I'm like, wefts? Like, I don't even call it that. They're called tracks, first of all. Wefts. I'm like, okay, if that's what you want to call them, great.
I feel like when I first started, like, it was always a battle. And I would, like, end up crying to my agents and being like, you know what? If that's the case, if they're going to be damaging my hair or not listening, then I don't want to do that job. That means that they don't respect me. and I want to feel respected at work. I respect them. I've taken this job because I'm honored that I've been chosen to walk this show. I am honored to be chosen to shoot this campaign, but I want to feel respected at work. I feel like everyone wants to feel respected at work, you know? So I feel like we are the generation that's really made those changes, because now when I go backstage at a show, I see designers hiring Black hairdressers.
Yeah.
A lot more Black hairdressers. Or even if they're not Black, like there was this one girl that Jeremy Scott hired in New York. She's a white girl and she has, you know, a salon. She does sick braids. Sick braids. So it's not just about you have to be Black to do Black hair. No, you can educate yourself. You know,
educate like, yourselves. That's the thing.
For sure. You can educate yourself 100%. Like, I see so many designers taking the initiative now, and I feel more comfortable when I'm going backstage. If I'm, you know, even to like take off my wig, like if you do want to switch my situation, like you try to take my wig off, whatever, like don't be having all these camera people backstage the whole time taking pictures of the Black girls with like, you know, my kinks and my curls and these messy ass braids that I've had for like 2 weeks or whatever. But don't do that. Make me feel comfortable, you know? Like, all these white girls with their luscious hair, like, shaking it out and blowing it, spritzing it, and then it's done. And we sitting there like, please don't take no picture of me right now. Like, this is not fair. We're not playing on even, you know, playing field right now.
Follow Role Model now and come and join me, Leomi Anderson, on the 10th of May.